Yesterday, WHYY reported that police in Norristown have repeatedly arrested Latino immigrants on shaky ground. The U.S. Constitution promises all residents, legal or not, the same protections dealing with local police. But while police mistakes can change the lives of people living in the country illegally, WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports that courts are not making officers answer for them.
Ernesto Cruz Garcia navigates downtown Philadelphia traffic patiently in a battered blue pickup. He's just won a reprieve in immigration court, a few more months in the United States. He's delivering the news to the immigration office that supervises his whereabouts while he fights deportation to Mexico. You'll see a lot of Mexicans there, he predicts. In the office, there are posters of famous American landmarks on the walls. He knows the scene well because he's reported here regularly since Norristown police arrested him last spring. On that day, cars full of officers drove up to his house. They drew guns on him and his young children, then 5, 7, and 13, outside with their dog.
My daughter was trying to ask them what was happening in English, and they were telling me to shut up.
Police wouldn't tell Cruz Garcia why they were there. They produced no arrest warrant, even after his 13-year-old demanded one. WHYY obtained police reports, which say an agent from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, called ICE, tipped police off that a gang member was supposedly selling drugs from his address. Police say they didn't find any, but that they took Cruz Garcia into custody because immigration asked them to.
They hadn't told me anything. I didn't know why they arrested me or anything.
Cruz Garcia is one of the people lawyers we talked with say Norristown police should never have arrested. Norristown's local officers can't make any arrests to enforce federal immigration laws. Policies have kept things that way so immigrants won't be afraid to report crimes or work with police. Even immigration said if things went as Norristown police described, Cruz Garcia should never have come their way. This is from a phone conversation earlier this year with former spokesman Ross Feinstein and the head of ICE's Philadelphia office, Thomas Decker.
I don't know. That doesn't seem accurate to me. Tom, that doesn't seem right.
No, that's something we wouldn't do now.
Yeah, because they're not off. Local law enforcement doesn't make immigration. We're not asking local law enforcement to enforce immigration law.
No.
11 months after we first asked why Cruz Garcia was arrested, ICE provided a new explanation last month that contradicts the police report. The agency now claims Norristown police told ICE they plan to arrest Spanish-speaking Cruz Garcia for lying to officers who, from the family's accounts, only spoke English. Lawyers WHYY asked to review both agencies' documents from the time said they appeared to show an immigration arrest by police who aren't authorized to make one. If Cruz Garcia had been charged with the crime and had his day in a criminal courtroom, police officers would have had to explain their actions. He would have had a public defender. But Cruz Garcia went straight to immigration court.
Now you no longer have the right to an attorney, and you don't have the right to remain silent, and your silence can actually be used against you.
Caitlin Berry, a law professor at Villanova University, explains immigration courts are civil courts. Defendants may face exile from their families and livelihoods, but have few guaranteed protections. There are no court-appointed lawyers. About half of defendants represent themselves. Immigration courts accept evidence other courts would not. And attorneys are not the only ones who believe this system is fatally flawed. This is the president of the National Association of Immigration Judges, Dana Marks.
We feel that we are doing death penalty cases in a traffic court setting. The stakes involved for people, particularly in asylum cases, are extremely high, and yet the volume and the resources we have available to us in handling those cases is far more like traffic courts than any other court in the country.
With closer cooperation between ICE and local law enforcement all over the country, advocates believe mistakes like those made in Norristown occur across the United States. Contact between local and federal agencies has grown rapidly, especially under a controversial program called Secure Communities, which sends information on people arrested locally to ICE. It's supposed to help ICE locate people it's seeking before they're released. The U.S. Supreme Court said in the 1980s that really egregious violations by law enforcement could get a case thrown out of immigration court. Recently, more lawyers have argued their cases meet that high bar. In Philadelphia, they get mixed results. Attorney Barry and others say ICE usually halts their deportation case. This gets clients temporary safety, she says, but when a case gets closed preemptively,
there's no hearing, there's no testimony, the police never have to come in and testify about, you know, their position on what happened, and there's absolutely no consequences for the officers that treated the person this way in the first place.
Temple Law Professor Jan Ting is a former assistant commissioner at ICE's predecessor, the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service. Ting says immigration courts were not created to get these answers. Their sole purpose is to figure out who should get deported. As is, immigration courts already have crippling backlogs, including almost 5,000 pending cases in Philadelphia. Each can drag on 2 to 5 years.
The main reason for leaving the system the way it is just the cost. To say, you know, we're going to give all these procedural due process rights that would accrue to any criminal defendant would protract the litigation.
Immigration attorney David Bennion worries that if police see no consequences for arresting people they don't intend to charge or for other misconduct, they'll feel freer to be more aggressive towards everyone.
That's going to give, you know, a green light to local law enforcement and to ICE just use any pretext to target someone they suspect is undocumented and then try to get that person deported because they're under the impression that that's going to make their community safer.
The defendant in immigration court, Ernesto Cruz Garcia, believes his community of Norristown has become less safe because of stories like his.
For example, somebody's trespassing or robs someone on the street or somebody is fighting or something like that. You're supposed to call the police, but here we don't. Nobody's going to call them because they feel afraid of immigration issues, and that is not right.
But as strongly as he feels about fighting for immigrants' rights, he's not bringing up his story in court. Cruz Garcia really wants to figure out a way to stay with and support his family. And in immigration court, he'll take the best argument to make that happen. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.